proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. We continue our look at Old Testament messianic prophecy by focusing on the food that God provided the Jewish people while they were in the wilderness, manna from heaven. In Exodus chapter 17, the Israelites complained about how they hungered. That evening, God provided them quails to eat. The next morning, the Israelites beheld what they described as, quote, a small round thing, as small as the hoarfrost on the ground, unquote. They named the substance manna, a phrase that meant, what is it? The author of Psalm 78 associated manna with, quote, the corn of heaven, unquote. He also called it, quote, angel's food, unquote. The 11th chapter of Numbers indicated that the Israelites made cakes from manna, and those cakes tasted similar to fresh oil. Yet, they complained about it as, quote, light bread, unquote. That is to say, unfulfilling, unsatisfying food. For every day the Israelites spent in the wilderness, God provided them with manna on a regular basis. When they gathered it, as noted in Exodus chapter 16, quote, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating, unquote. God gave the Israelites a double portion of manna on the sixth day of the week, and no manna on the seventh or Sabbath day. Not until the Israelites ate from the first fruits of Canaan did God stop giving them manna. In the eighth chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, God revealed that he fed the Israelites with manna for a purpose, quote, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live, unquote. Manna thus served as a means by which God tested the Israelites with regard to their degree of dependence upon his provision. Note how Jesus Christ cited this verse in Matthew chapter 4, when the devil tempted him to break his fast by making bread out of stones. The sixth chapter of John's Gospel contained an interchange in which a group of Jews asked Jesus Christ for a sign to authenticate that his ministry came from God. They alluded to the manna that God provided the Israelites in the wilderness, implying that it was Moses, not God, who had performed that miracle for them. The Lord rejoined, quote, Moses gave you not the bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven, unquote. The Savior then told them, quote, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst, unquote. The manna which God sent to the Israelites came from heaven. Jesus Christ likewise came from heaven. But the manna sustained only physical life. Jesus Christ was the source of spiritual life. God sent the Israelites in the wilderness only a single day's ration of manna, except on the sixth day of the week when he gave them a double portion. The Jews had to come back regularly for a fresh supply. By contrast, Jesus Christ declared that all those who put their trust in him would never experience spiritual famine or drought. The Savior underscored that point when he exclaimed that, quote, your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead, unquote. Despite the manna God provided, the Jewish people still experience physical death. However, those who partake of Jesus Christ as the bread from heaven receive eternal life, something which the manna in the wilderness could never supply. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.